Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. Today I want to talk about life and about stress and about living in the now present. See, most of you are not living in the now present. And that's why you have trouble communicating with God, because He lives in the now present. Where do most of you spend your time? You spend your time in illusion and delusion and fantasy. That's right, illusion, delusion, and fantasy. For example, a lot of you spend time reliving the past. You know, you go to work and something happens. Something happens. Somebody dumps work on you, or there's a little argument, or a little something happens, or the boss calls you in and says you didn't do a good job on something, and you replay it, you try to change it, you try to make it seem more to your ego liking. And then what else do we do? We worry about the future. Or you sit around and fantasize. You have daydreams about romance or revenge. All of them to serve you. See, those thoughts, those images, see, that illusion, those visualizations, see? And some of you have cultivated the art of visualizing to the extent that that's what you do best. You just sit around and visualize. Some of you even have some kind of a meditation where you visualize, see? Well, that's not reality. And I've always said, you won't find God down in thinking, and you won't find God in your imagination. God lives in reality, in the now present, in the moment, in the eternal now. That's where you have to be if you want to reach God. It's in the eternal now. So if you're lost in thinking about the past, planning and scheming for the future, worrying about the future, daydreaming, fantasizing, if that's where you are, then no wonder your life is a mess. No wonder your relationships are a mess. No wonder you don't know who you are. You're not living your own life, and things aren't working out. It's because you're not living in reality. And if you're not living in reality, it means you're not facing reality. See, the other thing we do is we escape into our daydreams. See, so would you like to come back to reality? Most people don't want to, you know. They're so guilty for their resentments and their judgments and their mishandling of things and the words that they spoke to their child or to their partner that they wish they had never said, and the divorce that they had and the things that they've messed up, their hatred of their father, hatred of their mother, hatred of their brother, judgment of other people. Most people are so guilty, see, that they don't want to come back, and guilty for playing God, for judging other people. Look at her. Look at how she's dressed. Look at her. See, isn't that what the game you play? Judging other people for every little thing that they do? Well, people are so guilty for that, that all they want is to escape from reality so they don't have to face the anxiety, the guilt, see, for a wasted life. And so they look for escapism. So they escape into their thoughts and their daydreams and their fantasies, thinking about the past, worrying about the future, planning for the future, fantasizing. And when they're not doing that, then they're texting or playing video games, which is more unreality, or they're drifting away in daydreams with music, or they're watching movies, they get involved in some kind of organized religion or organized spirituality that is nothing but rituals to institute a hypnotic trance, to institute a hypnotic trance where they can float away in their thoughts and their imaginings and their visualizations, and never have to face reality, never have to face the real God. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, that was an excellent little announcement there, a little commercial for my meditation. Yes, I actually have a type of meditation. It's a very nice. It's actually an ancient Christian meditation. It's very spiritual, and I brought it up to date, and it assists people in coming back to reality. See, coming back to reality, wake up, and hear the birds sing. And hear the wind in the trees, okay, and become still. And when you're still, and you learn how to stand back from your thought instead of escaping into thought, then you can experience reality, and you're close to God. You're closer, at that moment, you'll be closer to God than you've been ever since you were a little child. When you were a little child, you were the closest to God that you've ever been. See, you lived in reality when you were a little child. See, I say this every week, but the response is not so good. See, people can't hear me, but maybe you'll hear me. Maybe you'll hear me. Maybe I'll strike a responsive chord and you can begin to wake up. Wake up! Remember the story of Snow White or of Sleeping Beauty. Do you remember the beautiful fairy tale of Sleeping Beauty, awaiting the kiss from the prince to awaken her? Well, maybe you are, maybe what's happened to you is that when you were a little child, you were happy and carefree, and you looked forward to every day, to a life of, to a day of adventure and joy, but they robbed you of it. When you were a little child, they pressured you. Maybe they slapped you around and they put you down, and they teased you if it wasn't your parents pressuring you. And impatient. What is impatience but hatred? Why would anybody be impatient with a little child? But most people are. And it was too frightening to see the cruelty, the meanness. You didn't want to see it. Who wants to see that in a parent? So you began to escape into your imagination, which is natural. It's natural for kids to be in their imagination, but something else happened. You know what happened? You were traumatized. Eventually they penetrated. They got to you. That's what they wanted. Whoever they are, the authorities, the babysitters, the teachers, the coaches, the daycare providers, the bullies on the schoolyard, a cruel older brother who was cruel to him, and he turns around and is cruel to you, or a little older sister. Whoever they were, they wanted to get to you. They wanted to upset you and make you cry and hurt you. And see, and they did. They succeeded. They wanted to put your lights out. And then you spent many years just going along and going to school and playing and reading and see, and just kind of waiting for something. But what happened was you start to look for love. See, you fell away from your inner ground of good. You began to fall into and spend excessive time in your imagination. Excessive time daydreaming. Because reality was too painful, especially if your parents were fighting, yelling at each other, and see? Or out in the schoolyard or on the way to school, there was violence and bullying and cruelty and things were being stolen. And then at school there was pressure, peer pressure, study pressure, drug pressure, ambition pressure, academic pressure, sports pressure, See? Well, sooner or later, some kind of pressure got to you. And often, you know what it did, what gets to you. See, the other thing is that you needed love. You fell away from your inner font of love when you resented. See, when you resented those people on the outside, who they themselves had been robbed, see? But you didn't know any better. You were only a little child, so you became angry and you resented them. I'm talking about trauma. And if your father had been there for you with love, with agape love, if he had been stronger than the world, see, you would have been okay, but he wasn't there for you. Either he was gone, or you don't know who your father was, or your parents were divorced, or he was there, but he was a non-factor. See, he was there, and he did the best he could, but something was missing. He didn't have that connection with his creator within. See, he too, it had been taken from him when he was a little child. Someone was cruel to him, and he was robbed of it, you see? So then what did you do? You became empty. You needed love. See, you were empty, and your ego was hungry and voracious for love. So you looked for love, perhaps in food, perhaps in friends, in the peer group, see? You looked for love from other people. But then you became dependent on them for a false love. See, it's a false love. It's not real love. So you became dependent on them. Years passed, and now you're an adult, and now maybe it's time to wake up, and maybe the Prince of Peace can awaken you. Well, you need to find the Prince of Peace, or be in a state of reality where he can awaken you. And so may I exhort you to come back to reality, to wake up from your daydreams, and perhaps try the little meditation that I have. It could do you a world of good. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Roland. This is the second half of the program. If you're listening in Southern California, I need to hear from you. I have a listener call-in line, you know. I'll give the number a little bit later. You need to call that line and say, "Hey, Roland, I heard your program." And see, I need, or an email or something. I need to hear from people. It doesn't do you any good, if you're listening, to just listen mindlessly and never benefit. See, and maybe benefiting is you need to do something. Muster the energy to do something. To call me or send me a letter or email or get one of my books or get a meditation or something. Something! You need to take that first little step. You need to take that little step back to reality. Okay? Now, we've been talking about trauma, childhood trauma. And there are some people, Mr. Lipkin, I think, and Professor van der Kolk, there are some people who specialize in, they understand childhood trauma. They're very good. John Bradshaw, a long time ago, I remember, he understood. Leo Bascali, a long time ago. I'm sure these names are much long before you were, you know, watching television. But there are people that understand, and in fact, more people understand than you realize because we've experienced it. Many people, when they were children, they were told that they were no good and they were a burden. The things that they're told are just so awful. You know, you wonder how parents can be so awful. But then the parents are very guilty, guilty for their impatience. See, there was a story of recently here, about a week ago, near where I live, I heard of a little girl that drowned in the swimming pool because her mom was yapping on the phone. Her mom was yapping on the phone. And the little child was unprotected. See, so you want to come back to reality. Okay, so some people say, well, I want to come back to reality to hear the birds singing, to experience the now present. See, and I want to get closer to God. I want him to hear my prayers. Right now, my prayers are not getting through to him somehow. There's some kind of a disconnect. Well, that's exactly right. There is a disconnect. But mumbling, you know, formula prayers and fondling your prayer beads, see, it's not going to do it. You need to be in a state of mind where you are amenable to his touch. And what that is, well, what it means is that you really want to come back to reality. And to want to come back to reality, it means that you have to be willing to admit you're wrong. Now, most people never want to admit they're wrong. See, they just don't. If you point something out about something that they're doing that's not quite right, what do you get? You get anger, rage. See? All you did was point something out. That's how prideful they are. That's how defensive they are. It's really disgusting. It's very disgusting. Okay? Or some people smile sheepishly. You point something out and they smile sheepishly. But underneath, they're resentful. See? They're resentful. So, if you are unwilling to admit you're wrong, if you don't want to see anything wrong with your judgments of other people and of your resentment of your husband, see, if your grudge against your father or your impatience with your children, or you don't want to see anything wrong about being phony with people and being selfish, see, you don't want to see anything wrong with yourself, well then, you're not going to want to come back to reality. You'll want to continue hiding in your hypnotic trance and your daydreams. You see what I mean? But if you're willing to admit there's something wrong with the way you exist, well, then maybe you can come back to reality and get closer to God. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line and leave a message on my answering machine. I listen to all the messages and I'll use some of them on the air. Give you some feedback. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the easy meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the easy meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome. My name is Roland. I hope that you do want to come back to reality. And see, I'm not talking about anything far out and esoteric or, hard to understand. I'm talking about basic facts. I was listening to a psychologist the other day, a very, very, very successful one, incidentally, who gives presentations to large corporations. Very successful. He has his PhD, I think, in psychology. Very successful. But he said that most people spend at least 60 to 70% of their day lost in daydreams. But it's actually more than that. I can tell you it's more than that. In fact, one time he said it's more than that. That's why they drive. You're on freeway driving, and then all of a sudden you drive right past the exit you should have taken. You drive right. You don't even see it. You drive right past it. Why? Because you're lost in thinking. Lost in a trance, a daydream of images. You float away with images and visualizations and imaginings. Humans were not meant to live in their imagination. Of course God gave us an imagination. Little children need it, okay? They're not ready for reality when they're little children, although they're close to reality. If they had good parents, if their parents weren't fighting and their father was there for them, and see, their mom wasn't willful in pressuring them, well, then, and their home environment was good, well, then reality would be okay. But humans were meant to live in reality. When you hear about people like Moses and David, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Enoch, Elijah, Noah, Abraham, these people lived in reality, or some of the great Christian mystics, see, who experienced God, who really did. People like Brother Lawrence, St. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, Madame Jeanne Guyon, Augustine. See, these people, St. Francis de Sales, these people lived in reality. They loved reality. They didn't need to hide in the imagination. But now, you see, everything cultivates, see, and everyone teaches you to get lost in your imagination. But I want you to understand that your imagination has a purpose and can be used properly. But for the most part, people are misusing it. They're hiding from reality. But when you're lost in your imagination, look, I gave you the example of driving right past a freeway exit, okay? I gave that example. Well, that's how you live your whole life. You're not totally there. And so therefore, you mess up. You mess up the delicate moment with your child or with your partner. See, or you're in a semi-trance state, and then it's one of those moments where whether you turn right or left makes a difference in life. See, figuratively, there we have those moments. Whether you go one way or go another way, it makes a difference. See, but since you're not in reality, you're not close to your intuition. You're not close to God's light. You're not close to enlightened reason. All you do is hide is down in your imagination. Where that's where you've been. They encouraged you in school. See, they said study, 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 which is hypnotic. Concentrate, concentrate, focus, that's hypnotic. Stuff your brain with knowledge, knowledge. So there you are down there, you know, shuffling around facts and figures and formulas in your brain, and then you pull something out, and then you say it or do it, and it's all wrong, and the timing is wrong. And it's not alive. It's not just-in-time knowledge. Have you heard just-in-time? JIT was... You know, that's what you have nowadays when you go to all the grocery stores and Kmart and Target and all the different stores and Macy's and all of them. It's just in time, especially the store, you know, the stores like Target and Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy and your different grocery stores. See, they can't have huge amounts of inventory right there. So what they do is they have a just in time process where it comes just at the last moment when needed. Well, what you need is just in time understanding, just-in-time knowledge, which would come from God by way of intuition, wordless intuition. But remember what I said, you're separated from your intuition because instead of being in reality where you be in touch with your intuition, you're down in your daydreams. So you need to become like Ruth, Moses, like Abraham, these people who lived and loved reality. If you'd like a little help coming back to reality, well, try my little easy meditation, helps you to get into present, become still, get centered, and hear the birds sing. It's called the Easy Meditation. Have a comment or a question? Use the listener call-in line to leave a message on my answering machine. I listen to all the messages and I'll use some of the questions or comments on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the Secure PayPal button. You can listen to the whole 30 minutes because this was a 30-minute program. I offered some vital clues that are important in the second half of the program. Okay? And also, you should visit the website because I have so many resources there. I have almost 500 YouTube lectures. Outstanding on these topics. And if you want a book about intuition and about being awake and how to use the imagination and your intuition, I wrote a book called A Weekend with Einstein and Augustine. And I tell you how Einstein used intuition and how he used his imagination. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.